John chapter 5. Every week we come together, or every time we just come to the Word, you should be getting something that give you some clarity on your relationship with the Scripture. You have a relationship with it, but if you have an improper relationship with it and you don't really know what part it plays and what part you play, then it'd be a bad situation going on. Some things won't be fulfilled if you don't know your part and you don't know its part. Everything got to be in proper place. Your roof can't be on your floor can't be on your roof. Your tires can't be on your hood can't be on your trunk. Everything has to be in place for it to work. Amen? Have you ever used the Scripture and prayed a prayer for something and it didn't work? Huh? Something wrong. Something wrong with that, huh? Huh? Yeah, like, come on, y'all, yeah. Something wrong somewhere. Now, a lot of times we don't want to say it's us, but something wrong. Right? Nothing wrong with the Word. Ain't nothing wrong with prayer. But sometimes it's an improper way of using it. It's an improper correlation or relationship. And so you think it's one thing when it's actually doing another thing. You put it in one place when it's actually somewhere else. This is what I'm saying to you. And so your relationship with the Scripture has to be in proper place. The reason you can use the Scripture, and I'm going to say it again, and this hurts a little bit. Sometimes we don't want to say it because we think we're embarrassing God, and it's not. It's just you. But you use the Scripture, and you've been confessing it for the last 10 years and hadn't seen it. Use the Scripture and you've been praying it and it didn't work out like the Scripture said. Something's wrong, right? Ain't it supposed to work? So something's wrong, right? So let's get in proper relationship with the Word. Let's really realize what the Bible, the Holy Scripture really is. Now I got to break it down just in terms so you understand what Bible means. It comes from the word bibliotheca. It's a Latin word that just means a library. So when you get Holy Bible, the word Holy Bible isn't in your Holy Bible. God never said, use your Bible. Jesus never said, pick up your Bible and turn to. Didn't do it. That's points, facts, right? But it's something that the man that came up with to give us some kind of structure. So it's really a bunch of books. You know, you go to the library, it's a bunch of what? You go to the library, it's got a bunch of what in there? In the library, right? They call it library. The library is defined by a bunch of books. A bunch of books defined by a library, all right? So when you get it's a holy bunch of books, all right? I'm not taking no light of it, all right? But you have to understand what's going on. Now, in correlation between the relationship between you and God, where does the Bible fall in? Right? And I know you got different things going through your mind right now. But where does it rank? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Many times, this is what I'm trying to tell you, now you have to listen to me well. Many times, we have God, let's say the whole Trinity, and then there's the Bible, and then there's us. Wrong order. Y'all know, y'all, amen. You got God, then his Bible, then it's us, right? Holy Bible. God, Holy Bible, us, right? No, the ranking is wrong. The Bible is a description of you. See, the reason that you can take a scripture and say it over and over again and confess it over and over again and pray it over and over again and nothing happened because you're trying to make the scripture do something that only you can. In Mark 11, he's talking about, you know, it's our favorite one, speak to the mountain, yeah. Right? You shall not doubt in your heart. But believe that those things you say shall come to pass. You'll have what you say. Not what the Word is trying to say without you involved. We've been trying to put the Word on things, and you need to put the Word on things. John 1 talk about the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's very important that John said it that way. And it's very important that they call him the living word and the living bread. It's very important that they said that, because when they say that, it gives you your definition. This scripture is describing you. Even when you read about, pick your favorite Bible character, go. Go, Moses. Who? Who you said?
David.
Come on. Huh? Job? Come on, keep going. All of, that's y'all. You got some of that in you. Jesus. Yeah, she said Jesus, right? Yeah, exactly. But see, you got some. You got a little Job in you. A little David in you. I hope you ain't got them other parts in there, right? A little Solomon. Y'all, we like them. Moses, we Abraham, father of faith. We talk about them like father of faith, also a coward. Ever been scared before? But you know, we got blood, the blood of Jesus around me, in the name of Jesus. I got ministering angels in my car, but you screamed. Come on, y'all, can we bring it home? But the Bible is talking about you and is giving you understanding of who you are. Let me say this real quick, and I heard this before I came into class. This can't live for you. You've got your life. God didn't breathe into this and it became a living soul. He breathed into man. Man became, this needs a living soul to exist. Are y'all understanding? And so now we've been deferring, I'm sorry, I'll turn it back the way it was. We've been deferring the power to the scripture and been trying to say, well, the word of God said, no, I didn't ask what you said. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who? Well, you know the Bible, the devil know the Bible more than you. He know more scriptures than you. No. How many of you know? I don't care. He know more than you. He been around longer than you. He played more tricks longer than you been here. How old are you? What's your age right now? Yeah, he been here for centuries. Been playing these tricks. He done seen them look like you before. He done heard your tongues. You thought yours was special. He done seen them. He didn't see them over and over and over and over again. That's why when Jesus came and got baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, because there was something that needed to be done, because the enemy had already tricked a bunch of other ones before. So he had to test this one out. So you try to see which one, the son. He probably thought David and all them was the one. Are y'all getting me? So now he know the Bible better than you. He know the scriptures. The demons know the scriptures. They all know that already. So now what separates you? Unless you have a proper relationship with the scripture and understanding that it is telling you how empowered you are. It is giving you identity. It is telling you that, hey, you know what? Because of the flaws of mankind, you can fail, but you won't have to fall. You won't have to keep falling. It's a possibility that you can mess up, but you don't have to be messed up. You get it? It's a possibility that God will still use you in your flaws. He called David a man after his own heart. Over in Hebrews, the Hall of Faith, they had Abraham, all Isaac, Jacob was a liar. The name Jacob means deceiver. No, stop. The name Jacob means he deceiver. You name your child a deceiver. Excuse me if y'all know anybody named Jacob. All right. That don't necessarily mean it's bad. It's a deceiver. Right? And he also named him Israel. Well, y'all understand what I'm saying? So now the Bible, so we don't give it credit for who it is for who it is. I slipped out before I said we don't give it credit for who it is. We're still having it in a place and trying to, I know the name of my class. What's the name of my class? Living by the Book? I know it's the name of my class, but y'all just got to work with me, all right? We've been so busy trying to live by the book, right, that we haven't been making the book alive. You the book in the flesh. This is what Jesus said. The word made flesh. Then Jesus said, the works I do, so you do also, and greater works than these that go unto my Father. That means you just like me. That means me and you are the same thing. So this is about y'all too. Are you understanding me? There's things in the Bible that contradict. Y'all know that, right? There's some scriptures over there that's like they said to do it this way over here, but then this way they said to do it another way. What do we do with that? If you don't bring it to life, you don't know what's going on. You get it? There's different ways that you do things at different times and different places. You go to Alaska right now, what you gonna put on? A coat. You gonna put on a coat, some fur, some long johns, and all that. Why? Because you are in Alaska, right? So the book is probably gonna tell you when you land, put a coat on.
Hello.
You end up in Miami. Are y'all understanding me? John 5:39, you there right now? It's simple. You ready? John 5:39 says what? Ready? Read.
Search
the scriptures. Cool. Search them. You ready? You searching them? Read. Ready? Read. John 5:39. Come on, everybody. Amen. Hold on. We're going to read together. Ready? John 5:39. We can do this, y'all. Come on, y'all. What class is this? How long we been together in this class? Don't worry about it. Last year's class, same way. No, get it together. Teamwork. Teamwork made the dream work. You ready? 1, 2, 3, ready, read. So you thought you had eternal life in them scriptures. Haven't we been there? Amen. Everybody say amen, please. Yeah, we've been there. We thought that the eternal life was in the scriptures. Boy, you better read that Bible. You better dust that Bible off. Because we thought we had eternal life in the scriptures. But you think. Right? But keep reading. What does it say? And they come on, read it from the beginning. Ready, read. You know where they reading that. Ready, read. Search the scriptures for in them. Verse 39, ready, read. Search the scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. What color is that in your Bible? Red? That's Jesus talking, right? Verse 40, and ye will not come to me that you might have life. Now, like the next scripture says, I receive not honor from men. In other words, I don't receive honor from what men have written. Right? What is written gets honor from me. All right, y'all, come on. And don't get scary on me right now. Because you miss your relationship with God the Father. You miss what image you were formed in? Whose image? No. Whose image? Yeah, you're right, but I need you to say it a little louder. Whose image were you formed in?
God.
You formed in God's image, right? He made you in his image and his likeness, right?
Uh-huh.
He didn't make you in the image of nothing else
right. But
him.
Right.
And he made you before the Bible. Who came first, chicken or the egg? who wrote the Bible? God wrote, no, who wrote the Bible? But who wrote them? Who wrote it? Who wrote it? Man wrote the Bible, right? God bless him because you a man, he going to use you too, right? Right? Man wrote the Bible, right? But what came first? So who's giving who validation? I appreciate the word of God because it's given me principles and understanding and clarity about who I am in Christ and who Christ is in me. And there's some things that I would have never known about myself had I not had the holy written word of God. Understand? But I cannot ask that to do for me what I can do for myself through the power of God. I cannot throw all the burden on this book instead of being what I'm supposed to be. Because then I begin to lose and I forfeit my authority and my power and my inheritance. Your Bible not breathing right now. The word, we talk about a rhema word of God. You ever heard what a rhema word of God is? A live word, but that word got to be breathed. Well, who going to do the breathing? The word got to be breathed on for it to become alive. Now, how does it come alive? In you. There comes a point where your confession turns into commandment. There comes a point when you realize that it's you and it's alive in you, that it no longer is a word on the page, but when you say it, it becomes what it's supposed to be. But until that happens, we're just saying, we're parakeeting. Mm-hmm. Repeating what, Apostle Paul said this. Who cares what Apostle Paul not here today? He not here. He can't save you right now. He can't help you right now. You've got to speak to the mountain. There is something about the, so when you're searching these scriptures, there's another scripture. I want to read it because I don't think I've ever went to it in this class. Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. And we read this before, and I won't take out of context. You can read the context for yourself. Let's start at verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4, it says, "And such trust we have through," and I would read from the top, but I just, "and such trust we have through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." Y'all see that? Verse 6, "who has also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the," so now the ministers, able ministers. What does it mean to be a minister? Do you know? What does it mean to be a minister? To pass out. The administration. It's simple. No, to get ordained. That's not what it means to be a minister. To get licensed. No, that's not what it means to be a minister. Let me cut all your religious thought about what minister means. Minister is a real word. It's a real word that's used other places but the church. It's the minister of defense, the prime minister. Y'all used to think the prime minister was some big super preacher, like he the prime minister there. Like he the prime time minister, like, you know what I'm saying? He the one right there. No, the prime minister, he's ministering certain things. He's passing out certain things. The minister of defense, he's passing out defense. So you realize minister is not a spiritual word. It's not a Holy Ghost word. It means something. Many times we religiousize things so much that we miss the meaning. Y'all get what I'm saying? And we the enemy loves it. Satan loves it. He loves you being deep, boy. He loves it because you don't even know what you're talking about. Now you're talking about you're a minister and you don't even know the real thing. You call yourself is a pastor outer. That's really what you call yourself. I'm a minister of the gospel. Hey, just pass out the good news then. Could you pass it out, please? You get it? So made us able ministers, but it says not of the letter. Right now, remember now when you go from the book of Acts, when you get to Romans to everything else is a letter. Romans on to the end of the Bible are letters. If you read it, we're gonna live by the book a little bit, right? We're gonna understand, we use our imagination, right? You realize that there's not much storytelling anymore. You don't hear many accounts of things, right? Most of the time what you're hearing is it's a letter with instructions, right? It's a letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians. And it's different. It's different now than what we do churches right now. Like we have Word of Life, you got whatever church you go to, right? But the churches weren't named that way. This it would be like to the church in Gonzales, or to the church in Darrow, because it wasn't. So Ephesians, Philippians, Corinthians, right? Romans, right? That's the church at Rome. So Paul is writing a letter to the church that's in that city. They didn't really have a Christian center or apostolic center or something like that. It wasn't nothing like that. It was a church, the assembly. Do you know what the word church means? I told y'all last week. The word church is not a spiritual thing. It's an assembly. Church was calling out of some citizens from their home to congregate to something for somebody to learn, for to learn something different. They had church for political events. You realize that Christians aren't the only ones that have churches. Y'all know that, right? Oh, yeah. The Muslims, they call it church. They might call it, they call it such and such a church. Right, we're not the only one. They call it Scientology Church. Right. It's simply an assembly, okay? All right. So now, the letters. He's writing letters to the churches. So these are all letters. Paul is not there preaching. So what Paul will write a letter, and Lyndra has to get up because she's the speaker at the moment. She's the person that's been assigned to be the speaker for that place. We call them pastors now, right? Or evangelists, or whatever we want to call it, right? She's the one for that moment, right? So now I write a letter, say, here, this is a letter to the church at Darrow. Now your job is to get up to the podium, congregate the people together, and read it. Or preach it, however you want to do it. You get it? Y'all understand what's going on? See, now when you read your Bible, you understand what's going on. When you read Romans on to the end, you understand what's really happening here. Paul is not there. That's why he say, grace be on you. He's trying to send grace here. You didn't minister to us. Y'all ministered to us last time we came. He's not there at that moment. Are y'all understanding? Are y'all clear? So in the context, everybody say context. Come on, say it again, context. Come on, say it again, context. You got to know what's going on in the scripture, and you got to know context so you can put things in context for you. Are y'all getting it? So now this makes sense now. So able ministers, not other letters. So I didn't make y'all able ministers to be passing out these letters. So now you done took a letter and you done copied the letter, and instead of you being the letter and you living it to somebody being a living witness and a living testimony, you've copied the letter and you pass out the pamphlet. You passing out tracts. Y'all know the tracts we got, right? Ah! You passing out tracts because you the tract. Does it make sense now? Y'all getting it? So I didn't make you a passer router of the letter. Why didn't I make you a passer router of the letter? You ready? You keep reading. But of the spirit. Who got a spirit? Who is a spirit? Who is a spirit? Ain't no spirit without you. Huh? Ain't no spirit without you. So now I made you the minister of you. The spirit of God in you. You got to minister that. Not just what this letter say. Not just what Paul told you to say. See, we do that a lot. Apostle said this, so now we're going to say it because Apostle said it. And what Apostle said is real, and they got power in it, and he wants you to be that. But you keep parakeeting. I'll never forget Brother Hagin said that. He said, Brother Hagin, why your ministry so strong? He said, he would wait for a long time before he answered, because he didn't talk real quick. He'd wait for a little while and wait for the head answer. He'd get that quiet, almost like awkward. It almost he'd be so long, you almost act like you didn't ask him a question. Like, hey, did you hear me? Then he said, why your ministry is so strong? Why is it set apart from all the other ones? He said, there echoes, I'm a voice. They're repeating what somebody else said and hollering and jerking a little bit and growling a little bit with it, but ain't no power. Because ain't no being. You go out here and try to start saying what I'm saying right now. No, you need to be that. And then go say. You get it? Y'all understand? So not of the letter, but of the spirit. But look at this. Look at this. Y'all ever seen the scripture? Anybody ever seen? Who never seen the scripture before? Never seen it. Anybody never seen the scripture before? Like you never seen it. No. Look at it. Look what it say. For the letter do what? Ooh, Lord. Are you telling me that the letter could kill somebody? These letters?
Yeah.
We're killed all the day long. You go in there to go minister to somebody for some healing and you go quoting them scriptures, but you ain't being the life and they die. I hear Paul say this, and I've seen this myself. I've seen people laying on their bed quoting scriptures. They'll quote the scripture back to you. You can't let them minister to them. They quote the scripture back to you and die. Well, there's something not adding up. But the letter itself, by itself, I didn't come to make you a minister of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter itself, but the spirit gives what? So now if you're trying to function, you're going to kill yourself trying to do it. You kill yourself trying to do what that Bible say without no spirit. Oh, yeah, you've been killing yourself already, haven't you? Been struggling hard, busting your head against the wall, doing the same prayer and the same scripture, and you confess the same one every day, and you're killing yourself. Because you don't realize that you're trying to say the scripture to get it done when it's already done in you. You're already done. Say, I am.
I am.
Come on, say, I am.
I am.
Come on, say it again. I am.
Already
done. Jesus did you already. See, it's taking a different place now. Jesus did it for me. No, Jesus did you. Jesus did you. Mm-hmm. Well, can I bring it home? Can I bring that statement home? He bore our sicknesses, bore our disease, right? He took our place. He did you. He didn't do it for you. He did you. If he took your sins upon him, that's you. He did you. You're already done. I know we say it's already done. It is finished. You're finished. But you don't know it. So now you keep searching for finishing when you don't realize it keeps telling you that you are finished. All through the gospel, every time Jesus said amazing things. Jesus did some amazing things, amazing miracles. And then he'll tell you, like, he'll do something for you. And he said, your faith made you whole. Who says that? We don't even say that now in the church. Who says that? Well, you know, because I'm anointed, you got a blessing. No. Your faith made you whole. In other words, you did this. I know you're going to get up and tell me thank you, but you did this. You're the same thing. The same power that's in me is in you, and you did it. You see the enabling power that is? You see where it no longer refers or it no longer defers, but it infers. See, referring, we tell them what they did. Well, remember the old saints used to be like, no, we're not talking about them. We're talking about you right now. And then you talk deferred power. God come in and somebody preach, God come in and say today. He say, no, you do it. I done what I'm doing. I done what I'm going to do. Say today. What you thought I did? Now it's time for you to say today. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? But you got to, so now our relationship is changing with the word. Y'all getting it? And you don't have to take anything from it. You just have to understand that when it's time to stand up and to say the oracles of God, that Bible can't stand up and say the oracles of God for you. You have to say it and you have to be it. Be it so you meditate. Be it so you study and study. But you remember that you can search them scriptures, but the eternal life ain't in them. They are in me, which is in Christ. If any man be, that I may know him. And the power of Paul's preaching that thing, man. But then people got Paul off. People threw Paul off because they kept on asking stupid questions. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what did I do? What happened? Shut up. I'm trying to tell you about Jesus. If you get this right, everything else is going to be good. So Paul had to start telling them, okay, don't do this, don't do that. Now, it's a whole new law now. A whole new set of rules because they were missing the point that it was a being. See, it is all a being. Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. It is alive. The thief coming out of steel, kill, destroy, I'm coming that you might have life and have it more abundant. I didn't come that you have a revelation. I didn't come that you have some scriptures. I didn't come that you have some services. I came that you have life. So the whole time, this is testifying of you now. And if you read it, it'll show you where you can trip up at. If you really look at it as a story about you, it can show you where to trip up at. It can show you where you can make mistakes. Right? But who's going to make the mistakes? If you make a mistake, who's going to reap from them? That Bible ain't going to flip over. Y'all get what I'm saying? So now my relationship with the scripture is that I'm understanding that it is showing me how enabled I am, and it's not enabling me. Huh? Now this is tough. This is tough, but it's tough, but this is scripture. I didn't come for you to pass out the letters. I made you an able minister to pass out the spirit. And it may be according to the letter, but you can't just do the letter without you. You cannot preach a word without you being involved. You ever heard somebody preach but you ain't believe them? Come on, y'all. Y'all know you preach somebody preach but you ain't believe them, or somebody preach but you ain't feel nothing, but you know. They said some good scriptures and they had some good points, but it didn't hit you. But then you ever heard somebody preach, and I'm not talking about hollering or emotion, but it hurt and it hit you in your chest and it made you be thinking all night long because it was proceeding from their spirit. They had studied this enough and studied the word enough to know that I'm the word made flesh too. So next time I say the thing, it is a proceeding word, just like let there be light. I prove you know you're the word. Because he said, let us make man. That's words. And then he made you. So you the word. Say, I am. The word of God. That's a little scary, ain't it? That's a little religious scary, though. Like, it's a little, I am. Say it again. Say, I am. The word of God. Say it again. I am. The word of God. Say it again. Say, I am. The will of God. You can go with that, can't you? Come on, say, I am The plan of God. See, God had a plan when he sent you because you were the plan. We're so busy trying to follow the plan, we're not being the plan. So we're trying to get his will, we don't realize we are the will. It's always, can y'all stick with me for a quick second? Listen to what I'm trying to say. It is always, defer, refer. It is always sending something somewhere else and you begin to chase something for the rest of your life, chase something that you already are. And you never catch it. Huh? You ever seen a little, when they're racing the greyhounds and a little rabbit come out on a little machine and the greyhound running by and they're trying to get the greyhound. You ever seen the greyhound races? You ever seen it on TV before? And the rabbit come out, the little machine rabbit, but they never really catch it, right? You're never going to catch it. Like you keep chasing after it. You're going to live in the church for 50 years and never catch it. God forbid that in your last few days you realize I've been doing this wrong. So it's since the beginning, and the enemy has already been working on it. Since the beginning, even now, it's been a deference of power. It's been a deference of identity. It's been pushing something else over there, and I got to go get that. If I'm anointed, right, then my whole job is to show you how anointed you are. If I don't do that, I failed. Come on, ministers. Were y'all at ministry school? Y'all at training center, huh? Huh? If you have not enabled another to be, then you failed. You failed. Jesus 100% was 100% enablement. Name me a miracle he did for himself. I'll wait. You can't think of none. Why? Because he enabled them. Jesus is saying your sin's forgiven you. Look, I ain't seen so great faith. No, I'm not all in Israel. Your faith made you whole. Look what you did. It's enablement. Then he starts saying stuff and we got to come to reckoning. I don't know why we jump to other things when we don't come to reckoning with these simple statements that are not in another language and it's simple. He says, the works that I do, shall you do also. We ain't got to finish that scripture. The work that I do, you're going to do them too. Where do we go from there, y'all? I mean, we don't need to have a prayer meeting for that one. It's trying to tell you, if he told me that I can do the works, then that must mean that I can do the works. It must mean that I'm able. It must mean that I got what it takes. Come on, say, I got what it takes. Come on, say it again, I got what it takes. Come on, say it again, I got what it takes. How many years have we been using the Bible to condemn people? How many times the Bible been used against you to condemn you? Come on, y'all, come on. Use it to make you feel like you ain't good enough, to make you feel like you're not, you don't pray enough, you ain't there enough, you're just not enough. God understands how much you are, and he still uses you. Then he make a statement, my strength made perfect in your weakness. What does that mean? Y'all get it? I'm going to say these and then you'll know them. Right? And you'll know them. In all thy getting, get what? So in all thy getting, get understanding. Right? It doesn't say in all you receive and learn something. It says in all thy getting, that means you got to go get understanding. So when you come to this word, you're getting understanding of who you are. All right, I'm gonna go through some scriptures. I hope you can finish. All that getting, get what? They that hunger and thirst after shall be what? Filled. Right? Oh. So what it's really saying was righteousness. Right standing with God. So I've got the hunger and thirst for my right standing with God. So even if I'm reading this and I'm studying this. And I'm hungering and thirsting. I'm hungering and thirsting after who I already am with God already. Okay. I'm not chasing something that's deferred. See, you have it already. What spirit is on the inside of you? Nah. What spirit on the inside of you? Who on the inside of you? Spirit of God on the inside of you, ain't it? What? Ain't no other spirit. Ain't no other creator. So the spirit of God is already well. Can you make that more perfect? Can you make the spirit of God more perfect? No, answer my question. Can you make the Spirit of God more perfect? So that means what you're made of is already perfect for purpose. You know, perfect means, it don't mean flawless. All for purpose. It's all mature. You get it? Right? It's grown. Fulfill what it's made to do. So what's already inside of you is already, it's already that. Can you make it any better? So where's the disconnect? In my soul. In my understanding. You get wisdom, get understanding. Bible talks about that. You get it? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. You ever heard that before? Yeah, you need to hear who you are. When Jesus starts talking about he who has ears to hear, let him hear, he's trying to tell you who you are, but if you ain't got ears to hear, then you just can't hear it. You just can't understand. You just hadn't put yourself, your mind hasn't been placed in a way to where you can really realize that I'm good enough to be. When you search these, this Bible is not a set of rules, it's not a rule book. If you relegate it to a rule book, you'll lose. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. All right, that's the law. The Old Testament was full of law. Romans 8:1. There's therefore, come on, go there. Go. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and it gives you some understanding. Paul was on this thing. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Listen to that statement. You don't need to read nothing else. If you just really get that one in the heart, then you'll understand what's going on. There is therefore now, when? Now, when? Right now, there's no condemnation. Not a little bit. There's no condemnation to them who are where? In Christ Jesus. Listen to this. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life, listen how he describes it. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. So now I got Moses to come down the mountain with the commandments and start telling people, and he said, come straight from God. Don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery. All these people still killing, still stealing, still commit adultery. Because it was in the crazy nature of man. 2018, he's still doing it. It could not, and then, so what they did is kept on amendments. Amendments, like, you know, you got amendments to the laws right now in the United States government. Right? They kept on making amendments to the law. That's how you end up with 200 something. He ain't come down with 200 laws off the mountain. But man said, well, all right, well, okay, we ain't never seen that sin before, so we're gonna say don't do that one either. You get it? Don't wear that right there. Okay, well, don't walk over on that side of the building. Oh, okay, don't take nobody from over there. Oh, don't, and now we got 200, 300 something laws that we're trying to make man like God again. And the only, you can't take chiseling and paper, which wasn't even no paper at the time. You can't take that to make man back in relationship with God who he is. You can only do that through the flesh. You can only do that through flesh and blood. You can only do that through the same way he made you, the same way he got to bring you. Are y'all understanding? So now here we go. That was weak through the what? Flesh. But God sent his own son in the likeness of the sinful. Y'all reading it? Look at it. In the likeness of the what? Sinful flesh. And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Watch this. Verse 4, that the what? Right standing with God of the law might be what? Fulfilled. Well, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be what? Filled, right? Be fulfilled well. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Who's not walking after this Bible and trying to throw all these scriptures against the wall, but realizing that the Bible is describing us and telling us who we really are. Walking after the spirit. Because the letter itself, kill it. Are y'all understanding this? So now, I'm going to say this and then we'll be done. You have to change your relationship. You see on them crazy movies, they take the little cross and try to hold it up to the little demon. There's no power in that. You the power. Say the word, it's going to be what you said. But so you got to know. You should know the truth make you free. You got to know. So, but it takes you a little while to go over it again to know it. But it's reading your identity. Anybody ever had to do a speech before? Or like you had to read something in front of class, you had to memorize it. I'm going to do the preamble one time, we had to do the declaration. All the different stuff, we had to read the stuff in front of class. You got to go over it and 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 over it. and over it and over it and over it again until I memorized it. But it became a point where I couldn't stop saying it. Praying in the spirit is like that sometimes too. You ever pray in the spirit and when prayer over, they ring the bell, bing, prayer over, but you're still kind of going a little bit because it's a flow. You understand? And so now you got to meditate therein day and night, but you realize that you're not meditating for the power. You have the power. You are the power already, right? You just haven't been, really what's going on through there, really what's going on is that your meditation and you're going over it over and over and over and over again is getting all the junk out your mind that you done picked up from when you was little. See, right now, really the problem is not let this mind be in you. Really the problem is you've been fighting against yourself. Really the problem is that I've taken everything else at face value. So I go to work on time. I don't never miss that one. And I trust everything them people tell me. And I done went to school. And I took everything they told me from kindergarten to 12th grade. Like, Lord, you ain't going to change my mind. If the TV said it, if the entertainers got it, then that's what we're supposed to have. That's what success looked like. And so we've over the years, we even took some stuff out of the Bible and then beat ourselves up. Told you're going to hell. Look at you. Now you're condemned. And now we've got all these things in our mind. That's why increase don't come, because there's still too much lack. Matter of fact, it's not really about increase coming, because you are increase. You realize you're the currency? It's going to stay there and ain't going to move until somebody enables it to go somewhere. And we call that currency. No, I'm the currency. Because see, there's a current flowing through me. Right. See, I'm the currency. I'm the currency of God. Mm-hmm. You understand? Right. This has no power until I give it power. Yeah. It can't buy nothing or do nothing or go nowhere until I give it power. But we've allowed society to tell us what the power really is. Mm-hmm. And we've allowed society to tell us what we're supposed to look like and how we're supposed to dress and how we're supposed to talk and what's this and what's that and what's the end way and what's not the end way. And we've allowed that so much stuff that now my son, you are cleansed through the word. What does that mean? Does that mean you're dirty? No, it's not that means you're a dirty person. That means you got some stuff in there that's holding your being. You got some stuff in there that's clouding up who you really are. And you don't know. Anytime there's some insecurity, depression, oppression, or confusion about identity, it is only because you do not know who you are and there's something that's clouding your vision. Where there's no vision, what happened? Come on, you let there be no vision in your mirror, your front window. Y'all know that when all that ice came through a couple weeks ago, right? A few weeks ago. Yeah, y'all better get that vision. You better get that clear. I'm trying to look through that little hole that's defrosted right there where there's no vision. So now you're clouded. And you're only clouded because the Bible says the word come forth. The word come forth and it go inside you. But then thorns, they say the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust for other things. And they come up and the word of God is powerful, the seed of the word, but it come in, choke it. Because you caught up with everything else. You get it? And so now what you want to manifest, it is you already. You are already manifested, but you can't breathe because you're getting choked. And God forbid you choke yourself. Proper relationship. Stop sending scriptures to do something that you're supposed to go do. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? Stop going try to send a word. You are the word. And it ain't gonna work. The same thing gonna happen. It's gonna whoop your tail, just like it whooped them seven sons of Sceva, because they were trying to preach something that Jesus said and it wasn't being it. Get it?
Yep.
Amen. See y'all later.